While the headline numbers look hot, underneath the surface, a handful of greater Boston towns are quietly handing buyers something they haven't seen in years: real negotiating room.
Let's start with the number that jumps out. Average days on market across greater Boston is just 8 this week, against 548 closed sales and an average sale price of $1.13 million. On the surface, that screams a seller's market.
8 days is almost nothing. So how do we square that with a story about buyers finally getting leverage?
The aggregate masks a lot of divergence. The towns where buyers are winning right now are not the same towns. Driving that 8-day average, those are your tight, high-demand pockets. The softness is concentrated and very town-specific.
So where should buyers actually be looking right now?
Braintree stands out immediately. Movbitienkiar, 24% of active listings have seen at least one price reduction, which is the highest rate on the entire South Shore. That's a meaningful signal that sellers mispriced and are now chasing the market down.
And Braintree isn't alone in that pattern, right?
Not at all. Framingham is showing a 47-day average DOM with 19% of listings reduced, and Woburn has an average price cut of $28,000. Sellers who overpriced in Q1 are now making real concessions.
$28,000 is a serious number. That's not a token reduction.
Exactly, and Waltham goes even further. The median list price has dropped $42,000 from its Q1 2026 peak as the affordability ceiling starts to bite. Burlington is also worth flagging. 22% of listings reduce since April, tied directly to softening office-adjacent demand.
What about buyers who are working with tighter budgets? Is there anything under $600,000 in this picture?
Stoughton is the clearest answer there. Under 600K homes are seeing 3-4% price cuts, which makes it a genuine first-timer moment if someone is ready to move.
And then there's Malden, which has a pretty different story driving its softness.
Right. Malden's supply bump is coming from out-of-state investors exiting, which is creating unusual inventory at below-peak prices. That's a different dynamic than affordability pressure. It's a supply event, and it won't last forever.
Medford and Quincy round out the list. What's the read there?
Medford sellers are routinely accepting 2-3% under ask now, compared to over ask just 18 months ago. That's a real behavioral shift. And in Quincy, condo inventory is at a 5-year high, which is suppressing buyer urgency and giving people more room to negotiate even on single-family homes.
So across all 10 towns, what's the realistic range of savings for a buyer who goes in prepared?
Buyers who move confidently and come in with solid comps can reasonably negotiate $20,000 to $60,000 off ask in these markets. That's not a theoretical range. That's what the data is supporting right now.
And the clock on this window. How long does it realistically stay open?
Summer softness in Boston has historically tightened hard by mid-September as fall inventory gets absorbed quickly. The 8-day DOM in the broader market tells you demand is still very much there. It's just temporarily muted in these specific pockets.
So this is genuinely a time-sensitive opportunity, not just a narrative.
It is. The conditions creating this window, normalized remote work demand, investor exits, Q1 overpricing, are not permanent. Buyers sitting on the sidelines waiting for a bigger drop may find the window closes before they act.
If you've been watching any of those 10 towns, Framingham, Woburn, Waltham, Braintree, Malden, Tewksbury, Stoughton, Medford, Quincy, or Burlington, this week is the time to get an offer strategy on paper, because the fall market historically doesn't give you this room.